We do not have a cargo net. We do have a caving ladder. Take a look at page 196 and 197. What is the challenge with this? I mean, neat thing about the caving ladder is it can be hung up most anywhere. There is a problem with the picture of the caving ladder on page 197. And it won't be necessarily obvious to anybody unless you've been out on the course. The wire that it's clipped into, it's close to the pole. As you put pressure on it, it's going to slide away from the pole. That can be a pretty scary sensation. But when you're climbing, you are just like the other one, you're top roped. Notice on page 197, the rope goes up and comes around. Notice that device that it's going around. It looks like kind of like a pulley, but it's only half there. That's called a shear reduction device. As you try and bend the rope, particularly a stiff climbing rope, it will resist the pressure to make a sharp bend. That's shear, the shear tension. So the purpose of that device at the top is to spread out that bend, and that helps keep the rope from breaking down. Yes, you could do it with just a pair of carabiners, but imagine that sharp bend that's going to happen in that rope. Now, by the way, has anybody in this call climbed a caving ladder before?
I have.
What was do you have any suggestions on technique, Larry, Brad?
Yeah, I didn't climb it like a regular ladder. I held on to the side of it and just put my foot on one side, the other foot on the other side, and climbed it, almost straddling it.
Well, that's
And that
interesting.
was given to me by the director, the person that was conducting the course.
Okay. Well, that's one I hadn't heard of before. I'll have to try that next time. The caving ladder that we have weighs maybe it's under 2 pounds, and I think it's about 30 feet long. Those rungs that are horizontal are aluminum poles, and it's got two thin steel wires going up the side, or maybe they're aluminum wires. It's amazingly lightweight and really challenging to climb.
Yeah, it is.
Now,
The
page
one
one.
I did, it was at Fort AP Hill, the last jamboree they held there. We also had to jump up to it. It wasn't like this one shows, nearly to the ground, where you could just step up onto it. We had to jump to it and then pull ourselves up with our hands until our feet could reach the first rung.
Larry, that's just being brutal. Why would they do?
It was a challenge.
Yeah, I guess.